from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, May 29th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. There's more information about the nearly 12-hour Olmsted Falls standoff this week that resulted in the deaths of two people. ONN's Danita Harris in Cleveland has the story.
Officials say Wednesday evening, Jamie McFarland and his mother, Rita Gallius, drove to McFarland's ex-girlfriend's house on Bagley Road in Olmsted Falls. McFarland then shot and killed his mother, but his ex-girlfriend managed to escape with minor injuries. This was the 911 call she made after she got out.
My ex-boyfriend has held me captive for the last 26 hours by gunpoint. I said if anything ever happened to me, it's him.
McFarland later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. An investigation is ongoing.
Yesterday in Preble County, the Gratis Village Council voted 4-2 to fire Police Chief Tonina Lamana following their investigation into her unauthorized school visits. The chief and other officers went over an hour outside of their jurisdiction to conduct wellness checks on unaccompanied migrant children in Cincinnati, claiming they were acting on behalf of ICE. They were not. The other officers resigned. In Northwest Ohio, a Montpelier woman is accused of breaking into a home and attempting to kill her ex-husband. ONN's Angela Ann reports.
A complaint filed in Bryan Municipal Court alleges that on April 26, 31-year-old Amanda Heller broke into her ex-husband's home and made threats against him and allegedly fired two rounds from a handgun. The complaint made no mention of injuries. Heller was charged in Bryan Municipal Court with felonious assault, where her bond was set at $100,000. The case was bound over to Williams County Common Pleas Court, where Heller was indicted on counts of attempted aggravated murder, aggravated burglary, domestic violence, and improperly discharging a firearm.
New details are coming to light about the violent past of Derek Green, who stands accused of killing his wife and her 11-year-old daughter in Columbus. Here's ONN's Amy Steigerwald.
Back in 2021, Green was charged in connection to the death of Kenneth Palmer on New Year's Day. However, the grand jury did not indict him and charges were dropped. Family members of Kenneth spoke exclusively with 10TV after hearing about Green's most recent murders. They say they've been pushing for justice for the past 5 years.
We knew that this man was violent. We knew he would reoffend, but we never imagined there would be two victims who would lose their life.
Yesterday at the State House, there was a three-hour hearing on House Joint Resolution 9, which seeks to make the state's voter ID laws permanent. More from ONN's Brianna Albizu.
A Republican-backed proposal to make Ohio's photo ID voter laws a permanent part of the state's constitution is being met with resistance. Yesterday at the State House, an Ohio House committee heard over 3 hours of testimony from dozens of community members, civil rights activists, and the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio. 78 of the 80 people who testified spoke against it, claiming that it ignores mail-in voting security and ever-evolving technical innovation.
A man has been banned for life from Cedar Point and all Six Flags parks after officials say they saw video of him eating chicken nuggets while riding the Millennium Force roller coaster. ONN's Jay Crawford has details.
In a statement, the park says, quote, safety is a cornerstone of our business and we have zero tolerance for inappropriate and unsafe behavior. Our ride safety policy strictly prohibits all loose articles on rides, including food, which can become a choking hazard. The statement goes on to say, safety is a partnership between our guests and the park, and guests must follow all written and verbal instructions for safe riding. Guests who violate our code of conduct are not welcome in our parks.
And a Cincinnati court is ordering children who get into trouble with the law to get a library card and join a recreation center. ONN's Jared Allen has more.
Hamilton County Juvenile Court administrators are calling the new initiative requiring library cards and rec center memberships for troubled youth the Summer of Discovery. It is being considered a diversion program to get kids connected with positive influences in their communities. One juvenile court judge tells the Cincinnati Inquirer the perception is that crime increases during the summer because children's routines are interrupted.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.